Da-dee-da-da. Da-dee-da-dee-da-da. Da-dee-da-da-da.
To another celebration of the Holy Mass called the Sunday Morning Hangover. I am your host, the Reverend Mark Time. And glory to God in the highest, peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. We worship you, Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit. In the glory of God the Father, amen.
Early dawn. Because, God Almighty, I'm hungry. Yes, I'm hungry. Safe and sound and hungry.
We're hungry!
Of course you're hungry. I'm hungry. We're all hungry. So, let's eat.
Let's eat!
And he said the word. And we ate it. Hot dog! And what was the word?
Hot dog!
Hot dog, yes, dear friends. A mighty hot dog is our Lord. I'm not talking about hate. No, I'm talking about eight. Dinner at eight. Let's eat!
More sugar!
Ah, the glories of food. The communication of communion. Edmund Rosenberg, I'm passing among you now with the plates. I want you to pick up those plates and eat of those condiments there. I want you to fill your body sure and your mouth and your mind with the thoughts and the realities of dear friends. Jesus said, let us be as children.
Cookies,
and what do children do? They stop themselves from day to night. They eat. They fill themselves with the reality of existence, my friends. The one common bond that holds the world together.
That's my last one. Laughing cough, she's
a void of emptiness. We must fill it and fill ourselves with the fullness of it. We must
eat
of our friends, the birds, of our friends, the cows, of our friends, the
birds. I'm so hungry.
It's good to eat a friend, my friend.
There's nothing to
eat here. And when the duck comes down with the magic word, what is the word? The word is food. And we eat him. Eat!
Surrounded by a thin, thin, thin 16-millimeter shell. And inside, it's delicious.
I'll bet.
That's Arnie's whole beef halves we deliver. Thirsty?
That's me.
Wouldn't you like some of this old Filipino creamy coming in shorts and quarts?
Yeah.
And tubs of slaw.
Give me two.
Sorry, only one tub per family. That's whole beef halves we deliver everywhere. Offer not good after curfew. Insectors are or in.
They never come up into the hills. Yeah.
This is the Hour of the Wolf news. Big light in skies later to appear in east. Sonic booms scare minority groups in Sector B. And there's hamburger all over the highway in Mystic, Connecticut.
The autumn leaves drift by my window. The autumn leaves turn red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. Oh, but I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall,
around when he hears this mighty sound.
Here I come to save the day.
That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, Mighty Mouse will join the fight. On the sea or on the land, he gets the situation well in hand.
So though we are in danger, we never despair, 'cause we know that where there's danger, he is there.
He is there, on the land, on the sea, in the air. We're not worrying at all, we're just listening for his call.
Here I come to save the day.
That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way.
You know, you show a lot of promise, and my concern is I don't know where to book you. You're not a stand-up, and your act doesn't exactly translate itself to film, so help me. Where do you see yourself?
All right, of course, you know that last bit was from the Andy Kaufman movie, I should say the Jim Carrey movie called Man on the Moon. That was the Sandpipers doing the Mighty Mouse theme, a bit that Andy Kaufman performed often on stage and on Saturday Night Live. Before that, local musician Haley Lauren, and she will be in the studio with me sometime within the next month singing more tunes. Autumn Leaves, Fire Sign Theater, A Mighty Hot Dog Is Our Lord, dedicated to my friend who's having a hot dog party next week. Yes, it all means something here on The Hangover. And that was Beck doing Sunday Morning, the Velvet Underground song. Good morning. This is the Reverend Mark Tyne with you until noon today. And, you know, I forgot to play something. It was this.
Hi, this is Jamie McMurray here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. Want to make a difference? It's simple. Be responsible. Plan ahead. Designate before you celebrate. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, we might joke on this show about being hungover and drinking and all that stuff, but friends, don't let friends drive drunk. All right, let's get that out of the way. Great. I don't have to play another PSA for another 45 minutes. We're listening to some Miles Davis, and we have an autumn-based show today. Also, we're going to have a special guest a little bit later, DJ Fuego, who also referees for roller derbies. We're going to get to the bottom of that one, as well as other surprises. Speaking of autumn, Julie London, really sultry singer from the 1950s. Did you know she was married to Jack Webb? She did a song called This October on her fabulous Calendar Girl album. I saw a copy of Calendar Girl selling at a record store recently for about $40. So enjoy this October.
I'm in the mood for this October. I found an end in summer, man. And that's why I'm in the mood for this October. I plan to love him all I can.
What is more exciting than the crisp, brisk weather in the fall?
It's especially delighting when you got a guy so handsome and so tall. And that's why I'm in the mood for this October. I found an end in summer, man.
You can talk about Maytime and the spring romance,
but even the snowy white December doesn't have a chance.
'Cause I am in the mood for this October.
I caught him in the autumn.
sur la plage. Je veux être avec toi. Pour toujours.
Moi aussi. Tu sais.
C'est merveilleux, tu ne crois pas?
Oui, c'est merveilleux.
Rentrons à la maison.
Allez, viens.
Real nice. I got a call from my friend Brian, who's now moved to Alfred, New York. I have a listener in Alfred, New York. Also, I want to dedicate this show to Craig Lev, who's over in New Zealand. He could be listening, putting his kids, getting his kids on the bus for the Monday morning school. Yes, it's already Monday morning in New Zealand. And just reminding you that the Sunday morning hangover is now considered an international show. Anyhow, I've been playing some Bob Dylan, and this is the end of my Dylan streak. I've been playing him for the last few weeks because he came to town. We're listening to the scintillating version of, what is this song?
Oh,
It Ain't Me, Babe. By, it's called The Bob Dylan Songbook by the Golden Gate Strings, and this is dedicated to you, Brian. Thank you very much for calling in from New York. Yes. And Dylan didn't play this at his show the other day, I don't think. And he didn't play the track I played before this, which is called All the Tired Horses. One of my favorite Bob Dylan songs. We heard that. We heard also, a friend of mine was really, really ticked off at Andy Williams, because Andy Williams came out against Obama's health plan or something like that, and she said, don't ever play Andy Williams again. So you know what I did? I just played Andy Williams. I played Claudine Longet and Andy Williams with their version of A Man and a Woman. Started out with Michael Magny doing his great version of Perfida. All right. I've been wanting to play this track for about 2 months, and I just want to play it and get it over with, and it has nothing to do with anything, really. It's a track that is, well, a friend of mine reminded me of it, and I dug out the full-length 8-minute LP version of it. It's a pre-disco song by a guy named George McRae, and it's called Rock Me Baby. I hope you like it.
Thank you.
Wasn't that nice? Now, I haven't played that intro in a while. That means that it's time for a stolen song segment here on The Hangover. That's right. This is where the Reverend Mark Tyne proves to you that some of the greatest recording artists are just total thieves. They just steal all their stuff. There's nothing new under the sun. Even the Beatles, even Bob Dylan is a major, major musical thief. Okay, today's example, The Residents. The Residents did a song called Constantinople. You might remember it like this. Okay, well, little do you know that they stole it from a record from the 1950s by the Four Lads called Istanbul.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, old Constantinople, still it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Such a dirty trick.
Allow me to introduce myself. Boris Bedenov at your service, with my partner in crime, Natasha.
Hello, darlings. If you'll excuse us, we're getting ready to make a record.
Of course, precisely why we are here. Natasha, hand me my balalaika. I'm Boris.
I'm Natasha.
We're no good mates through and through. So, darling, no good mix, we sing this song for you.
We ain't got no scruples when it comes to gaining our ends.
We were single, double and triple cross, our very closest friends. So come and sing our old school song, fellow no good mix, sing along. Ya-choo, ya-ya-ya, up with Boris Natasha. Ya-choo, walla-walla-ding, this is how no good mix sing.
Natasha.
чую, я-я-я, опи, Борис, Наташа. Я чую, вала-вала-ви, this is how no good mixing.
Hey, once more from the top. Я чую. What happened to the music?
Boris.
I got three more choruses to go.
Too late, darling. Music is over.
Why those?
But Boris, we are near the end.
Oh, good.
Good?
Of course. What I say after this is off the record.
Sorry, folks, for the dead air. I got a little distracted, and I'm going to try to figure out what mic. My guest is on. My guest, DJ.
Yay.
DJ Fuego, is on mic, too. Hello.
Hola.
And you have a radio show here on the station, right?
I do, in fact, have a show on this station.
And it's on, let's see, is it Wednesday at noon or something?
It's Thursday at noon. Close.
I was close, yeah, the middle of the week, yeah. Yeah. Well, she's going to be sitting in for a while. We're going to be discussing her other gig, which is refereeing for roller derby, but she's just gonna hang out because she's like most of us here, a little bit hungover.
Only slightly.
I just noticed your Powerpuff shirt. That's beautiful.
Powerpuff Girls, of course.
All right. That's one of my favorite records. I like the Shona Knife track off of that. Anyways, welcome to the Hangover. And have you ever heard my show before?
Glad to be here, yes.
You have, okay.
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm just checking because okay. Some people don't get up that early. Well, anyways, we're listening to a guy named Vincent Fiorino on the Golden Tuba doing, okay, get this. It's called When the Tuba Plays Yuba on the Tuba. And you play tuba, right?
Yes, I have in the past. I don't own a tuba, so I cannot play now, but I do play, yeah.
You don't really look like a tuba player. Tuba players look like me, okay?
I've gotten that before.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm short and small and I have asthma, but I play the tuba.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel like I'm okay at it, so.
Yeah, yeah. No, usually they put the big guys like me that can carry these big things. Well, wait a minute. Which tuba did you play? Did you play this or the sousaphone?
I played the sousaphone.
Okay, the one where the bell kind of faces front.
Yeah, and also played a B-flat, which is a B-flat tuba, which is smaller than that one that this guy's playing.
Did you do marching band type stuff?
Or? Yes, I did.
Oh, wow, that's great. I was in a marching band, too. the Notre Dame High School marching band, yeah. And, well, why did you give up the tuba, or did you?
Why? Because I don't own one, and they are extremely expensive,
yeah,
as I found out. So I still know how to play, but I only play sometimes when I can somehow get a hold of a tuba, but I don't play regularly anymore.
But you still know how to play the
tuba. I still know how to play, yeah.
Wow. You are so multi-talented. Now, now for the rest of the show, should I call you Helen? Should I call you DJ Fuego?
Or, DJ Fuego.
Or Ms. Metz?
You can call me Fuego.
Okay, Fuego. I'm going to call you Fuego. Well, I'm getting the impression that you're a pretty tough chick. So I'm going to be dedicating this song to you.
All okay. Right.
Tough chick.
call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you've got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little boy like you. Always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a girl looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. I get confused, cause I don't know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little boy like you.
Beware of the big green dragon that sits on your doorstep. He eats little boys, puppy dog tails, big fat snakes. Beware, take care.
Wait! Pull the string! Pull the string!
Pull the string! All right, Reverend Mark Conner is sitting here with Fuego. Is that what I'm calling you?
You're Fuego. Fuego, correct, yes.
Yes, and we were listening to some Ed Wood, soundtrack of Ed Wood, of course, with, what's his name, Martin Landau, doing a Bela Lugosi, Ooh, the String. Before that, we heard Lydia Lunch doing Spooky, the Classics 4-track that I played last week. And what else did I play? let's see. Oh, yes. The Rock Busters, Tough Chick. And, Fuego, you're a pretty tough chick because you're a rock buster, aren't you?
I am a rock buster.
Don't bust my rocks
today, please. I will attempt not to do that.
And, no, what I'm talking about is that you're a geology major?
Yeah, geological sciences. Yeah.
And, you know, how far along are you?
I'm a junior.
You're
I'll probably be a junior for another year.
See, junior is a tough year. I remember being a junior because when you're a junior, you really got to work hard.
Yeah.
You know,
all of a sudden, I have to actually do work.
Yeah, and it's tough. But by the time you become a senior, everybody starts slacking. You know, it seems like everybody just kind of kicks back and
kind of waiting for the end.
Kind of waiting for the end, and so what'll happen is the professors will cut you a little bit more slack. Just to get you out the door.
I hope so.
So, anyways, Fuego, do you like dogs?
Yeah, I like dogs.
Well, there's a dog. I got a real kind of a touching dog story for you here.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. It's,
go right ahead.
It's the ballad of a dog, and the dog's name is Stains.
Stains?
Stains, yes.
Oh,
and,
no.
And it's really
what
sad.
What an unfortunate name.
Yeah,
I can only imagine where that came from.
I know. And it's real a real sad story, and I hope everybody out there will forgive me for playing this because it's got a real sad ending.
Oh, no.
This is Ballad of a Dog Named Stains by a guy named Red Peters.
Oh, the puppy.
You know, I was sitting out on the porch the other night reminiscing about the good old days and how my grandson Bobby and I would finish up chores and mosey on into town. Heck, we were poor back then, but we loved window shopping. And I can recall how excited Bobby'd get, especially when we stopped by the pet shop. You see, there was this one little puppy that he really took a hankering to. He'd look up at me and say, "Grandpa, if that was my dog, I'd name him Stains, because of that splash of white on his coat." Well, right then and there, I made up my mind that I'd get that little critter for Bobby. So the following morning, I cashed in a savings bond and brought the little mutt home. Well, darn it, I couldn't tell you who was happiest that day, me, Bobby, or that there dog. And them two were inseparable. Why, you'd need a crowbar to separate those two. And to this day, I can still hear that boy hollering after that dog. I can still hear him calling out his name.
Come, Stains.
I still can hear him calling. Come, Stains. You know, we don't like talking about it much, but it was that fall and winter that little Bobby took ill. And they don't allow dogs at the hospital, so back home you'd find Stains on Bobby's bed. And I'll never forget the day the dog called and gave us the bad news about Bobby. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Stains lift his sad little dog face from Bobby's pillow. Somehow he knew that Bobby was gone. And I swear to the good Lord that Stains was hearing Bobby calling out one more time from heaven. He just sort of smiled, crossed his paws like he was praying, put his head on the pillow, and passed away. Come, Stains. I still can hear him calling. Come, Stains. I still can hear him calling. Come, Stains. Come, Stains. I still can hear him calling. Come, Stains.
Yeah. All I wanna do
again.
Boys and girls.
Time to turn over the record. Time to turn over the record.